Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He thinks of everything. Nothing is lost in the kingdom of God. And He loves people so much, He is motivated to save the lost. Now, the Lord gives people warning. Before He do something, He always warns His people. When disaster happens, if God is in, if God did it, He warned people about it. People cause problems in their way, their evil way. A question was asked to me, if there's a God, why do so many things go wrong? Why are there wars and poverty and people doing people wrong? And there are places where the people have no water. You can trace it all back to what they did. See, there is a law of sowing and reaping. We are made in God's image. We're made in His class. We're made in His image. We're designed to operate just like God. And the rules, the things that God told Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. He instructed Adam to do the very same thing that he does. Now, he's there to assist man in his efforts. If we seek the Lord, we can do precisely what He does. Whatever God does, we can do. Just like the Lord heals the sick and raises the dead, He'll do it through us. We have to initiate it. We have to lay hands on people. We have to abide in Him. If we can abide in Him, we can do what He does. That's not hard to understand. But if we act like the devil, things are not going to go right. If we let the devil tempt us into something and we begin to act on the worldly way, my friend, we're going to have trouble. We're sowing seeds of discord and unrest. That's where our poverty comes from. And then when people get in poverty, they still want to live a good life, and they take from others. And when people are too lazy to work, they try to seduce others they run Ponzi schemes. They try to scheme people out of their money and seduce them into giving them their wealth. And false prophets do that. False teachers like to do that. People that's just sorry want to do that. But people who do their own work, they stay out of that kind of trouble. And then people will fight to take what you have. They will steal from you. They will kill you for what you have. If they think you got money, they will kill you. And they are motivated because they're just too sorry to go and do their own work. But they're still made in God's image. They're just using their resources wrong, just like the devil did. He was designed to do a glorious purpose. He had a purpose. But he betrayed his purpose. He became the opposite of what he was designed to be. He was designed to be a blessing, a great blessing. God gave him all the resources to do it. And then he turned. Now it's wrong. What he did was wrong and evil. But what God did is good and blessed. And He loves us. So every time the enemy make a mess of things, it's God's people that go and try to fix things. You know, I watched James Robinson for years. He digs, in an organization where they dig wells for people who, he raised money so people can dig wells for people in remote places where there's no water. See, when you shed blood over a place, the earth responds. Just like the earth responds to blessings, good deeds, love, and kindness, the earth responds to that. And it also responds to bloodshed. You interrupt, you do a lot of damage when you kill a man, when you murder somebody for money. You put yourself in a terrible position. And the earth don't like it. I remember growing up, I used to find blackberries and plum. We used to ride mini bikes. And in the 70s was a good time to grow up. We found so many blackberries that my mama made some blackberry pancakes. She made us a blackberry pie, and then she made pancakes. And she had so much juice left, we used the blackberry juice for syrup, and it was the best I ever had. But now, if you find a blackberry patch, you walk high and low to find a blackberry patch. You don't see them often anymore. Why? The earth is responding. There used to be fruit trees. My uncle had a swimming pool, and my other uncle lived next door, and they had fruit trees in the back. And we could play all day long, and we would eat peaches and plums and get full and swim all day, every day, me and my friends. But now, try to find a loaded plum tree. Good luck with that. It's not the same as it was. Why? The earth is responding. I've never seen so many dead pine trees in my life. Not here in Alabama. The earth is responding. And it responds. Everything is sowing and reaping. Now, when the Lord gives us his wisdom and we walk in it, we're creating a new future. There's a future attached to what you're about to do, what you're doing. Everything that God puts in motion. That's why whatever he come, when the word of the Lord comes to me saying something, when he give me a teaching, when he give me instruction, it goes on the top shelf. That's the top priority in my life. Why? I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm in agreement with the Lord. And I want to do all that's in his heart. I don't want to leave anything undone. I want to do it all. And so I proceed to do the things that he gave me to do. And I can't count the blessings that come from him. You know, this, people like to quote the scriptures, I'm blessed coming and go. Well, that comes after you seek God first. That is not for everybody. People who seek God last, or put God, you know, they put the things of God in the back, in the trunk, and they do what they want to do, they will not be blessed coming and going. And people have promised people that. They say, if you give to this ministry, you'll be blessed coming and going. You'll be blessed for helping. You will be blessed for helping do the work of God. But you won't be blessed coming and going unless you're obeying God. And I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand it. People hold on to their will too tight. Your will is your demise. Or it can be. Your will may be good, but it's not perfect. Your will may have good intentions, but it won't get the job done. Not like God's will. God's word is his will. Now, the word of God is our pattern, folks. The word of God is the pattern. That's all it shows you the way to go. But the Holy Spirit directs your life personally. And when that's not in place, a lot of things are not in place. It's just like the preacher. Everybody see a pastor or an evangelist. And when I was growing up, that's all people would respond to. If they got called to the ministry, well, they tried to be a pastor or they tried to be an evangelist. And then they didn't fit because they were a teacher. Or maybe they were an apostle or even a prophet. And since the church world didn't want to receive apostles and prophets, and sometimes teachers, they would quell their ministry. They wouldn't go forward in it. They wouldn't put the things of God first. And almost every apostle that I've met, and I have met some, They try to downplay their calling. Now they're telling God no because man won't receive me. One thing about the Lord is this. One thing about the love of God, it doesn't require people to do anything. In my ministry, I don't require anything of anybody. I love everybody. But I don't require people to give. I don't require people to believe me, look up to me, or anything. I really don't care if they do or don't. Because I'm dead to the world. I don't need props and crutches. And I'm alive to Jesus Christ. I need God. I need Jesus. And I need the Holy Spirit's guidance. I need the Holy Spirit. I'm complete in Jesus. I don't need anybody to believe me or give me money or anything. I'm supplied by the Holy Spirit, by the wisdom of God. And He gave me my own business. And I do my own work. And I don't sell my material. I write, I'm a writer, but I don't sell my writings. And some people will say, well, if they're not for sale, they're not valuable. Believe that if you want to. But God gave me those writings. And those writings are holy. They're full of wisdom. Because God gave it to me. And I'm not going to sell something holy when I know people desperately need it. And God gave it to me to give to others. Jesus said, freely I give to you, freely you give to others. My messages are not for sale. None of them are. I have never charged people to come and minister. If people invited me to minister, I made myself go. I made myself available. I worked, I bought money, I bought gas money, I bought clothes to wear, and I went and did what I had to do, and I never charged. People have given me things to come and preach. And people have given me donations, and I thank God for them, and I thank God for the donation. But I don't ask for them. They're not required. Because if God sent me, He'll supply me. And I don't want everybody giving to me anyway. Why? Because sometimes people give with strings attached. And they want favors that I'm not going to give them. The enemy is slick. Sometimes he'll use wealthy people to control what the preacher. Some people give money, a lot of money, and then they say, brother preacher, I want you to, you know, you're talking too much on sin. Can't you just hold it back a little bit? That's how people are. I said, yeah, I can hold it back if you'll stop sinning. But I'm going to preach Holy Ghost. And whatever God want me to say, I say it. However God want me to say it, I say it. I decided a long time ago, no organization is going to persuade my ministry. No person. I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. But I have to preach what the Holy Spirit gave me to preach. Now, I've been asked to teach certain things, which is fine. If I'm a guest at a church and they ask me to teach on faith, I'll teach on faith. But I look to the Lord to give me how to do it. If they want me to teach a Sunday school lesson, and it's already set, it's a book. One time I had that situation happen. My sister-in-law invited me to minister through the Sunday school, and the Lord didn't give me a message. And I'm looking for the message, because He always gives me a message when I'm invited. And I get there, and they're using the Sunday school book. I said, oh, that's why He didn't give me a message. So I just yielded and went with the message, with the Sunday school lesson. And then I interjected things, thoughts that the Holy Spirit had. There's a way to do all things. But when you're in an organization that's set, it's like they close their ears to what else. See, the Holy Spirit is progressing. He helps us grow from glory to glory. All right, if you do a set pattern, you're stuck in that mold, and you're not going to receive the growth that you would get from obeying God. The way it's supposed to work, the Lord is going to, he'll give you what you can do. He sanctioned you to do something, and you do it, and you learn from it, and you do better. Because you have more capabilities, now you can do better, and you do better. Because you were faithful and you learned this much, now you're going to learn much more. All of that is missing when people structure their ministries by their mind. That's why I say, your will is not enough. It may be good. It may be honorable. But it won't get the job done. If you want to get the job done, you got to follow God. And I thought my message would be received among people who love God and operate in faith. But it was not. I was surprised. Because people love their will too much. They hold on to it too tight. And if you listen to these web broadcasts enough, you know what I'm saying. Because I explain different aspects of what I run into. And the Lord gave the information because he wants to do so much more through people who love him. Love is required. You got to love God more than you love your own will, more than you love somebody you look up to, their will too. See, the enemy, he operates in a very sneaky way. If you regard people too high, their voices can be stronger than God's in your sight. You may regard them more than you regard the Holy Spirit. And that is possible. That sounds terrible, and it is terrible. But it can happen. I used to look up to my uncles a lot. And whenever they come around, I wanted to make sure I did everything right. And my parents, you know. And I was concerned about what my uncles would think. But when I started ministering God's word, I had to let all that go. Because God is greater than my uncles. But if God tells you to do something and you're looking at the people and you're afraid to do what God told you to do, they are greater than God in your eyes or whoever you're looking to. They got more, their words have more weight than the Holy Spirit in your eyes. But when you spend time with the Lord and get to know him, you grow courage, you grow bravery, you lose fear, you grow in faith. And sometimes people don't know that you've been growing. In their eyes, you're still that little boy or that little girl who they always had to help. They remember tying your shoes, and your older siblings remember changing your diapers. And now you've grown in the Lord, and you've been in the presence of Jesus, and they don't expect the wisdom of God to come rolling off your tongue. That's why it's so hard for people to win their own family and minister to their own family. Because when the wisdom of God comes rolling off your tongue, they get offended at your wisdom. Unless they're humble. And many people are not humble. And it makes them feel uncomfortable when that kind of wisdom that they didn't expect to come rolling off your tongue. And so it is with your friends. So it is with people that know you well. But strangers, to them, you know, a stranger can receive it better than your family sometimes. And if you work as under God, And you're a blessing to the company where you work, and you do the things the boss give you to do with flying colors. When you speak the wisdom of God, they're ready to receive it. Even the mention of your name, when you're around people and you're always doing the wisdom of God, and you operate according to the love of God and the kindness of God, you always consider other people. You're a blessing. You always try to help people when they need you to. even when you're tired. All those things are registered. So when somebody say your name, you define what you do. Everything, all the goodness you've been doing, that's what your name means in their eyes. And if the Lord tell you something wonderful and you say it, even if they would have, even if it, if they would struggle to receive it, they'll consider it because it came from your tongue, it came from your heart. And if then they'll give it a chance. And if it get in their heart, like, you know, just like salvation, people receive salvation from people. People tell people about Jesus, not angels, people. Men and women and people, children. And when they have rapport with people, their voice is louder. And if you walk in the light, your voice is automatically louder than the lukewarm Christian. People that are silly, people that do wrong. Your voice is much, much louder and far set by. Just like David. David outclassed all of his peers. What God did in David's life, he outclassed his brothers because he loved God. It wasn't just David alone. And that's how it's supposed to be. Never take for granted what God can do in your life. He loves you. As we go forward in Him, we carry weight, the weight of God. We're made in His image. Let us live in His image and not shame Him. Lack of faith shames God. He's ashamed of you when you lack faith in Him. But when you stand, when you grow courage, when you are blessing the people, the Lord is cheering you on. And He's going to help you do the things of God. Again, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily, mightily move in and throughout your life. Grow from glory to glory. Take the high ground. Put God's will on the top shelf, not in the trunk. And you'll see many wonderful things happen and unfold. You'll be warned of many dangers, and you won't make the mistakes that so many people are weary over. And then the enemy will tell people, God did it to make you grow. How stupid. It's foolishness. But when you stand in the wisdom of God, the wise man's eyes are in his head. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.